You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. We begin our show with Yahoo, the venerable and seemingly constantly troubled internet pioneer. CEO Marissa Mayer has been under increasing pressure to get some growth going at Yahoo and boost its stock price. And it's not like the company hasn't tried just about everything. Well, maybe not everything. Yahoo's board is meeting this week amid rumors it might put itself up for sale. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks into who might want to buy an old line internet company like Yahoo and why.
In the plus column for Yahoo, traffic, and more traffic. 210 million people visited Yahoo sites in October, according to Comscore. That makes it the third most popular website in the country. The company still turns a profit, but the long-promised turnaround hasn't come. Brian Weiser is an analyst at Pivotal Research.
Someone else may have an idea that figures out how to build a profitable business and build a growing business off of it.
Like, say, a media or telecom company, which could use Yahoo's reach to distribute its content to more people. The Wall Street Journal is dropping names like Verizon and News Corp this afternoon. Analysts also mention Comcast, Amazon as potential suitors. Greg Sterling is with Search Engine Land.
I think the issue for the investors and Wall Street is growth.
He says a buyer less focused on Yahoo's growth might make for a good fit. Also, a buyer less focused on Yahoo's fading brand.
Yahoo, you know, was one of the original internet companies. It was an enormously powerful and successful company for a long time. And then it sort of got superseded by some of the new players.
Yahoo has tried to catch up. It bought Tumblr. It got into original programming, but lost tens of millions of dollars. Here's Brian Weiser again.
It may be very difficult for anyone to succeed.
Or in the words of Yogi Berra, what we might have here is an insurmountable opportunity. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.